This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas as rallies continue for a second night. Reporter Erin Hale is there.
Earlier, I was in a major sort of protest hotspot in Causeway Bay, which is an important shopping district, and there was no police presence. So actually, a few hours ago, several thousand people from that protest moved several kilometers to where police were firing on protesters at a second hotspot. So that, I think all of those protesters have basically started to converge in the same area and help each other out. The protesters have dug in. They have built barricades and they have created their own shield walls to defend themselves from riot police who continue to fire tear gas at them. But they seem prepared to stay until late into the night.
That's Erin Hale in Hong Kong. President Donald Trump continued his attacks on the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore and one of its top officials, Congressman Elijah Cummings. In recent hearings, the African-American lawmaker assailed the Trump administration's treatment of migrants at the southern border with Mexico. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump called the 68-year-old Cummings, now in his 13th term in the House of Representatives, a brutal bully and claimed his congressional district is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. Trump rebuffed criticism of this latest attack on a minority lawmaker. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney rejected the notion that Trump's attacks on Cummings were racially motivated. He also belittled Democratic lawmakers who were continuing to advance the case for impeaching the president after former special counsel Robert Mueller failed to produce any explosive new allegations against the U.S. leader. This is VOA News. Afghan authorities say a car bomb and gun attack in Kabul has killed at least two people and injured 25 others. Officials and witnesses said several heavily armed suicide bombers stormed a compound housing the office of Afghanistan's Green Trend, a political movement headed by the country's former spy chief, Amrullah Saleh. Saleh is also a vice presidential candidate of incumbent President Ashraf Ghani's electoral team for the country's upcoming election. The incident occurred just hours after Ghani and Saleh attended an election rally in Kabul as the official campaign to elect a new president of Afghanistan kicked off Sunday. 18 Afghan candidates began a two-month campaign on Sunday amid fear of foul play, insecurity, and doubts of whether the vote set for September 28th will actually take place. Election officials, however, have vowed to ensure a transparent and safe election, even though half of the Afghan territory is controlled or hotly contested by the Taliban insurgency. Russian police have cracked down hard on a weekend demonstration in Moscow, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered in the heart of the Russian capital to protest the exclusion of opposition candidates from the ballot for Moscow City Council, a vote scheduled to be held in September. Several activists wanting to run for a seat were arrested before the protest, while police took to the streets in riot gear. Demonstrators chanted slogans including "Russia will be free" and "Who are you beating?" as lines of helmeted police pushed into the crowds, beating people with batons and arresting hundreds. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States, the European Union, and human rights groups denounced what they call the disproportionate and indiscriminate use of force against the demonstrators. An EU spokeswoman said the police action undermined the fundamental freedoms of expression, association, and assembly. World powers are meeting in Iran to try to salvage the 2015 nuclear accord. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Representatives from Europe, China, and Russia, nations that are still committed to the nuclear deal, are meeting Iran's representative in Vienna to discuss how to salvage the 2015 pact. The diplomats aim to examine issues linked to the deal's implementation after Iran surpassed stockpile and enrichment limits set out in the deal. Experts warn that higher enrichment and a growing stockpile narrow the one-year window Iran would need to have enough material to make an atomic bomb, something Iran denies it wants, but the deal prevented. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Iran has labeled a proposal to form a European coalition to escort tankers through the Persian Gulf hostile and provocative. I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music.